Imagine a city where darkness is the greatest fear, where massive flood lamps illuminate stone buildings and cobblestone streets, where children are taught that beyond their city borders lies nothing but eternal blackness. This is Ember, humanity's last refuge, a place that has sustained life for 241 years. But now the lights flicker with increasing frequency, plunging citizens into terrifying moments of absolute darkness. Food supplies dwindle, infrastructure crumbles, and nobody remembers why they're here or how to leave. On assignment day, 12-year-olds Lena Mayfleet and Dune Harrow receive their lifelong career placements. Lena dreams of becoming a messenger, racing through Ember streets in the coveted red jacket. Dune, serious and determined, wants to work in the pipeworks to access and repair the failing generator. When they receive each other's assignments, they make a trade that sets both on unexpected paths. What they don't yet know is that Ember was never meant to last forever. Its creators designed an escape plan, instructions locked in a box, programmed to open after 220 years. But when the seventh mayor fell ill, he took the box home, and after his death, it was forgotten for decades. Lena thrives as a messenger, her red jacket becoming her identity as she races through Ember delivering communications. Her job offers glimpses into citizens' lives across the city. Meanwhile, Dune's first day in the pipeworks shatters his expectations. Instead of finding a fixable machine, he discovers a roaring system workers barely understand, powered by an underground river. "We don't understand how it works," an old worker admits. "It breaks down every couple minutes." Dune's heroic aspirations crumble. His father advises, "Pay attention. Notice what no one else notices." Ember's deterioration becomes undeniable. Storerooms stand nearly empty, with necessities gone forever. Blackouts, once rare, now occur multiple times weekly, bringing terror as crews repair collapsed infrastructure. Mayor Cole, corpulent and beady-eyed, offers empty platitudes about solutions while citizens demand answers. Some, like Saj Merrill, venture into the forbidden darkness beyond Ember, returning as hollow-eyed shells babbling about endless tunnels and creatures moving in darkness. Lena returns home to find her grandmother frantically searching for something important. Days later, baby Poppy discovers a damaged box containing torn paper fragments with strange, perfect printing unlike anything in Ember. Convinced of their significance, Lena copies and begins deciphering these fragments, identifying words like instro, pipeworks, river, and references to a door. She consults Dune for his pipeworks knowledge. Together, they realize egress means egress, an exit. The fragments contain escape instructions mentioning a stone marked E by the river and a door requiring a key. Meanwhile, Lena's grandmother develops a fever. While caring for her, Lena draws her usual other city picture, but with a blue sky instead of black. That night, Granny passes away holding Lena's hand, another light extinguished in a city where light means everything. Later, delivering a message to Mayor Cole, Lena reaches the gathering hall's roof and sees Ember spread below like glowing windows surrounded by absolute darkness, reinforcing her belief that Ember is all that exists. After Granny's death, Lena and Poppy move in with Mrs. Murdo. Meanwhile, Dune discovers a shocking secret in the pipeworks. Behind a door in Tunnel 351 lies a room filled with hoarded supplies. Food, light bulbs, and clothes are stockpiled while Mayor Cole lounges in an armchair as citizens struggle. When Dune tells Lena, she connects it with her discovery that Lizzie's boyfriend Looper has been stealing goods for the mayor. The truth becomes clear. While announcing shortages, Mayor Cole has been secretly accumulating resources for himself. They report everything to officials, but that night, guards come for them both, accusing them of spreading vicious rumors. Dune escapes, thanks to his father, while guards search for Lena at Mrs. Murdo's. Both children realize they must decipher the instructions immediately to find Ember's exit before capture. Their escape might be the key to saving everyone from darkness and corruption. Fleeing guards, Lena and Dune discover iron bars forming a ladder near the river in the pipeworks. They find a hidden ledge with an entry hall carved into the river wall, visible only from a specific angle. Following the instructions, they unlock a metal door and discover boxes containing candles and matches, unknown objects they learn to use for portable light unlike anything in Ember. The candles illuminate a metal boat with paddles. Behind another door are hundreds of identical boats, enough for everyone in Ember. The river itself is the exit, exactly as the builders planned. A notebook reveals Ember was humanity's final refuge during disaster, meant to last only 220 years until the world above healed. The instructions' timing makes sense, but because the box was lost, Ember's people remained underground far longer than intended. With guards searching and the generator failing, they decide to journey ahead before returning to guide everyone else, pushing their boat into the swift current with only candlelight guiding them. The river carries them through a pitch-black tunnel, their candles the only light as they're swept along by the current. Eventually, they reach a cavern where they paddle ashore. They find a sign, "Welcome, refugees from Ember," with instructions for a long climb. The path zigzags upward, wide enough for many travelers, with grooves suggesting wheeled carts once used this route. After hours of climbing, the air changes, becoming softer with strange, lovely smells. When their candles blow out, they panic until noticing light ahead. They emerge onto rolling hills under an immense black sky with a bright silver moon. Wind touches their faces, carrying sweet scents and unfamiliar sounds. At dawn, they watch the sky transform from gray to orange to crimson as the sun rises. The world awakens with flying creatures, singing birds, and buzzing insects. A fox approaches briefly before vanishing. "That was the most wonderful thing I have ever seen," Dune exclaims, feeling they found where they truly belong, a world beyond anything imaginable in their underground existence. Climbing higher, Lena and Dune make a startling discovery. Through a crack in the earth, they see Ember far below. Their entire city sits underground, confirming the surface world exists. Unable to shout loud enough to be heard, they send down a message explaining the escape route. Dune writes instructions about following the river to the boats while Lena draws Ember from above. They wrap the message in Dune's shirt around a rock, which Lena throws toward the city center. The message lands at Mrs. Murdo's feet in Harkinsclair. As she begins to untie it, hope emerges that Ember's people will find their way to the surface before their lights fail. This ending marks both conclusion and beginning. Ember's people must adapt to unfamiliar weather, seasons, wildlife, and vast spaces. Lena and Dune's journey shows that salvation sometimes requires leaving everything familiar behind, demonstrating how curiosity and determination light the way when all other lights begin to fail.